Hello, this is a podcast about the opioid crisis in America. This is Shauna, my partner. We will be discussing how the opioid crisis came to be, how it affects the world, and more.
Hi, I'm Shauna. I found something about that on a website called drugabuse.gov, and it says that the opioid crisis is a serious national crisis that affects public health as well as social and economic welfare.
Yes, that is correct. It all started when scientists in the late 1900s said that the opioid pain medication could not become addictive, and this eventually spread worldwide and misuse of the drugs before it was clear that the drug was addictive.
Yeah, and in 2017, about 47,000 people have already died because they became addicted and overdosed.
On a website called HHS.gov, it states that roughly 21 to 29% of patients use opioid for chronic pain and misuse them.
And between 8 and 12% develop an opioid use disorder.
About 4 to 6% who misuse opioids end up using heroin.
About 80% of people who use heroin first misused opioid.
Opioid overdose increased 30% from 2016 through 2017 in 52 areas in 45 states.
Opioid overdoses in large cities increased by 54% in 16 states.
It also says that 130-plus people die every year, roughly 11.4 million people misuse prescription drugs, roughly 47,600 died from overdose, about 2.1 million people have an opioid disorder, 81,000 use heroin for the first time while on opioid medication, 886,000 people use heroin, 2 million misuse opioids for the first time, and about 15,482 people died using heroin.
Wow, that is a lot of people who misuse opioid drugs. I think the most sad part is that this is still happening and so many people die every day from it. This website states prevention and access for treatment for opioid addiction and overdose reversal drugs are critical to fighting this epidemic. Primary care settings have increasingly become a gateway to better care for individuals with both behavioral health and primary care needs. The Health Resources and Services Administration supports its grantees with resources, technical assistance, and training to integrate behavioral health care services into practice settings and communities.
Wow. But thankfully, there are organizations like HRSA, who are committed to fighting this epidemic and helping communities who are trying to identify these outbreaks.
Yeah. On the website cdc.gov, I found out they have programs to monitor this epidemic by improving the timeliness and quality of the surveillance data and focusing on both fatal and non-fatal opioid overdoses. And to make it even better, there are so many other personnel and organizations who help with this to improve people's health.
Well, honestly, having people who help out those in need in addiction recovery is amazing any way you put it.
Yeah, it really is. But anyway, that's enough talk for today.
Bye, everyone.